Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are here for a free lunch. Well, no, not really, but our lesson is called Free Lunch. We're going to enjoy a conversation between two friends, Matt and Blaine, today. One of them is in a place, a public space, and they are doing their work. They bought something there, but they're sitting there for a long time doing their work. Well, this makes me wonder, do you ever work in public spaces? Nathaniel, do you ever do this?
I have to say, I know that a lot of people like to do it, but I usually just prefer to go home and do my work. I feel like it's less distracting.
All right, so it could be less distracting. Carolyn, do you ever bring your work to public spaces?
I do. Sometimes if I'm studying, I really like to just sit in a coffee or a tea shop for a long time and enjoy a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and do my work.
I'm with you. Sometimes I like that background noise a little bit. Maybe ordering a drink, memorizing my lines for something, doing my homework. It can be a little bit helpful, or at least a little different. What about you? Do you ever bring your work to public spaces? We're going to start with our first reading of this conversation for today.
Free lunch? Does buying one drink earn you a day of free Wi-Fi and air conditioning? It is lunchtime, and Blaine is looking for a seat in a fast food restaurant. Suddenly, he sees his classmate, Matt.
Hey, Matt! What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Blaine. I'm just doing some work and writing my blog.
Do you mind if I join you? There aren't any other tables available.
Sure. Be careful you don't get hooked on my charger cable, though.
Thanks. So, do you study here often?
Yeah. I'm here most days. It's a great way to save money on air conditioning, and the restaurant has free Wi-Fi.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's Point of View article, we'll be discussing whether it's okay to spend a whole day at a restaurant, taking up a table, and using their free Wi-Fi, if you've only bought a drink. But first, here are your key words. Hook. Hook is a verb. Wait a minute, my shirt is hooked on the door. No offense. No offense is an idiom. No offense, but could you please turn the music off? Occupy. Occupy is a verb. There are people occupying the restroom. First come, first served. First come, first served is an idiom. Please take a number. This bank is first come, first served. Our more information word is charger cable. Charger cable is a noun. Now let's get started with the article.
Well, those are two handsome guys, Blaine and Matt. At the beginning of our article for today, we see this sentence, a question: does buying one drink earn you a day of free Wi-Fi and air conditioning? I see that word earn there. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Of course, when you have a job, you are earning money. But it's used a little different in this sentence here. I could also say, I earned a day of free Wi-Fi and air conditioning just by buying one drink. But how else could you use this word earn, Carolyn?
Well, here we see you earn a day, but here the one drink earns you a day. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's a very different structure. Earn can go in front of the subject of the sentence.
That's right. Well, Nathaniel, can you give us another example of how to use this word?
Sure. If you do extra work in class, it may earn you extra points as well. Extra credit. Earn you extra credit.
All right. So you could earn something, or something earns you something else. Well, let's continue. We're going to talk about Blaine and Matt. It is lunchtime, and Blaine is looking for a seat in a fast food restaurant. Suddenly, he sees his classmate, Matt. Well, does either of you want to be... Let's see. Nathaniel, would you like to be Blaine?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be Blaine. I think Carolyn should probably be Matt. Gabe, I don't think you really fit either of these parts.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. You guys can be Blaine and Matt today.
Okay. Blaine's first line says, "Hey, Matt, what are you doing here?"
"Oh, hi, Blaine. I'm just doing some work and writing my blog."
"Oh, do you mind if I join you?"
Wait, do you mind? Do you mind if I interrupt you, Blaine?
Oh, sure.
Nathaniel? Yes? Do you mind? I think this is a good phrase to know. Do you mind if something? You're asking if someone minds, if it's okay if you do something. Do you mind if I do this? Do you mind if I join you? This is asking, is it okay that I join you? So if I say, do you mind, and it is okay, what should your answer be, Carolyn?
You could say, sure, or no problem. Sit right here.
All right. Do you mind? No, of course I don't mind. Well, let's see. Who's continuing? Blaine.
There aren't any other tables available.
Sure. Be careful you don't get hooked on my charger cable, though.
Excellent. Excellent work, Blaine and Matt, so far. We have the keyword hooked right here in Matt's line. If you are hooked on something, that means it catches you. So, Blaine got hooked on Matt's charger cable. That means his leg tripped over the charger cable. How else could you use that word hook, Nathaniel?
Well, I guess it's easy to get hooked on a tree or a plant if you're hiking through a thick forest. That's something that you could get hooked on.
You could get hooked out in nature. What about you, Carolyn? How do you use that word?
Well, sometimes when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm in a hurry, my coat might get hooked on the doorknob when I'm leaving, and it slows me down.
Well, that happens to me, too. Sometimes we just get hooked on things by accident. Well, Blaine got hooked on this charger cable. What is a charger cable, Nathaniel?
A charger cable is a kind of cord that you plug into some kind of device, electronic tool, and it gives it extra charge or power. You might do this to your cell phone. Is there something else that you might charge, Carolyn?
Sure. I often charge my MP3 player and my computer because I want to be able to use them, and if they don't have any power, they won't work very well.
And I also have a tablet. I charge my tablet. Of course, you need to do that if you're going to have energy or power to use those things. Well, let's continue this conversation. Blaine?
Thanks. So, do you study here often?
Yeah. I'm here most days. It's a great way to save money on air conditioning, and the restaurant has free Wi-Fi.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm enjoying this conversation between Blaine and Matt. And I liked Matt's last line there. I'm here most days. Most days. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it means that he's there almost every day. Most days of the week. So he goes there pretty often.
All right, this is his habit. He's always there, or he's there most days. But he continues, it's a great way to save money on air conditioning, and the restaurant has free Wi-Fi. A great way to do something. I like that phrase. What is a great way to do something for you? You could say, exercising is a great way to lose weight. How else could you use that sentence pattern, Nathaniel?
Well, a great way to spend some extra time is to read a good book. Not only could you learn something, usually it's pretty fun to follow a story in a book.
All right, it's a great way to spend your time, and it gets your imagination going as well. Carolyn, how do you use that phrase? It's a great way to do something.
Well, you could say turning off the lights when you leave the room is a great way to save energy and a great way to save money.
I think you're thinking along the same lines as Matt here. He wants to save energy and money by not using his air conditioning at home. This is a great way to do that. Well, I also think about learning English. Studying with Studio Classroom is a great way to improve your English. Of course, I would say something like that. I agree completely. Well, right now, it's a great way, or one great thing to do is to spend some time with Michelle. That is also a great way to improve your English. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第二重点，我们来看 hook 这个动词。Hook 在这里是指勾住或者是缠住，例如 The worker hooked the ladder over the edge of the roof. 这个工人把梯子固定在屋顶的边缘上，或者是 Pamela hooked her arm around her husband's. Pamela 把她的手臂勾住先生的手臂。Hook 也可以当名词，意思是指钩子或者是吊钩。例如 Brittany hung her coat on the hook. Brittany 把大衣挂在吊钩上。继续我们来看的是 charger cable 这个名词。charger 是指充电器，例如 a battery charger 是指电池充电器，而 cable 是指电线，所以 charger cable 是指充电器或者是充电线。例如 the charger cable is compatible with several brands of cell phones. 这个充电器可以用在几个不同厂牌的手机上。
Does buying one drink earn you a day of free Wi-Fi and air conditioning in a public space, like a restaurant? Well, we're enjoying a conversation between Blaine and his friend Matt. Of course, Matt is already working. He's doing some work at a restaurant. And Blaine comes in to this place. They're talking. We're going to continue to see what their conversation is like right now in our second part of our reading for today.
Free lunch?
Aren't you eating anything?
I had a drink earlier this morning. I'll probably eat something later.
No offense, but it's pretty busy in here. Don't you feel guilty about taking up space for nothing?
Not really. It's not like I never buy anything here. I'm a loyal customer, and I eat here all the time.
Yeah, butYou're not a customer now. You are occupying space that paying customers need.
Anyone is welcome to come and share my table. You did. And besides, this is a fast food restaurant. Seating is first come, first served. And people who don't get seats do have other choices. They can get their food to go.
Interesting conversation these two gentlemen are having. Well, Nathaniel, shall we continue? Are you still Blaine?
Yeah, I'm still Blaine. Aren't you eating anything?
I had a drink earlier this morning. I'll probably eat something later.
No offense, but it's pretty busy in here. Don't you feel guilty?
Excuse me, no offense. No offense, Nathaniel, but I need to interrupt you here. We need to talk about these words from the word bank, no offense. Now, you might say these words at the beginning of a sentence to your friend if you are worried about offending that person. If you're worried that they might take it the wrong way or have hurt feelings about something, you might say, no offense. That way they know to be prepared for what's coming next. So how else can you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I might say, no offense, Nathaniel, but you probably shouldn't eat that second slice of cake.
Uh-oh. And what would you say? What would you say?
You're probably right, Carolyn.
Oh, no.
You can have it.
Oh, thank you. I will eat that piece of cake for you.
Nice. Well, how else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel? No offense.
Well, you could say, no offense, Carolyn, but your hair looks great today.
Hey.
Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
That's not quite right.
No.
But yeah, exactly. But sometimes I hear people say that, Nathaniel. I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes people say this phrase, but it doesn't really fit. Usually you want to say this phrase if what is following sounds kind of negative. But do you know anybody who uses this phrase in another way, Nathaniel?
Well, sometimes people do use it in the wrong way like that, but usually someone might say something like, no offense, but that's really not very fair.
Hmm. No offense. Well, no offense, but your shirt doesn't really look good on you. Maybe it's not your style. So it doesn't have to be really bad, but you can use this phrase in that way. No offense, but... As Blaine says here, no offense, but it's pretty busy in here. And he continues.
Don't you feel guilty about taking up space for nothing?
No offense, I need to interrupt you guys again, because we want to talk about that phrase. It's an extra phrase I want to talk about here, take up space. When you take up space, that means you are sitting somewhere, and nobody else or nothing else can use that space. So how would you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, if I were in the library and I wanted to study, and there were no tables left and there was one person with all of their things just spread out, I might say, you know, you're really taking up a lot of space. Can you move over so I can sit down too?
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes that happens. Maybe someone has their stuff and it's in your car. You could say, you know what, you're taking up space in my car. Can you please take this out? How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, another situation where you might hear that phrase is when you're traveling with your family in a car. Maybe the mom tells her son or her daughter that you're taking too much space. There are other people who need to sit next to you.
All right, you're taking up too much space. Try to use that phrase in English today. Of course, I hope that nobody is really taking up too much space around you. Well, shall we continue this conversation, Matt?
Certainly. Not really. It's not like I never buy anything here. I'm a loyal customer, and I eat here all the time.
Yeah, but you're not a customer now. You are occupying space that paying customers need.
Yes, yes. What a wonderful word I just heard. Sorry to interrupt. We saw the word there, occupy. It's from our word bank, and it actually is quite similar to the phrase, take up space. When you occupy, I usually think of a room, actually. You're occupying a room. That means you are using the room. But how else could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Oh, sorry, did you ask me a question? My mind was occupied.
Oh, very good. Your mind was occupied. We also might say someone is preoccupied with something. That means they're thinking about something else, like Nathaniel, preoccupied. You just add the letters P-R-E to this word. How else do you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if I wanted to sit down next to someone, I might say, is this seat occupied? Meaning, is someone else sitting here, or is it okay if I sit down?
And I might say, seat's taken. That means I'm waiting for someone else. Someone is going to come and sit here. Or you could say, no, of course, it's free. You can sit here if you want. So that is how you use the word occupy. And Matt or Blaine said you are occupying space that paying customers need. It's true, paying customers do need to sit somewhere. Well, what does Matt say next?
He continues, anyone is welcome to come and share my table. You did. And besides, this is a fast food restaurant. Seating is first come, first served. And people who don't get seats do have other choices.
And I like that phrase, first come, first served. That's straight from our word bank today, friends. First come, first served. You might hear this when you want to order something, you want to get there first so that you get served first. You get the best because you got there early. Let's spend some time with Steve and Ken right now in the Information Cloud. They're going to talk about some other phrases that are similar to this meaning, first come, first served.
In today's lesson, we see the saying, first come, first served, which means no favoritism will be shown. People will be served strictly by the order that they arrive. So get there early.
It's similar to the popular idiom, the early bird gets the worm, which reminds us to get up early for the best chance of success.
Ken, I also like another more colloquial English saying, you snooze, you lose. Meaning if you delay, someone else will grab the opportunity.
Steve, it seems like every language has sayings that remind people not to be lazy, to get it done early.
Right. No matter where you go, getting it done early is important. The Germans have their own idiom, which translates into morning time has gold in its mouth. The Italians have the proverb, he who sleeps doesn't catch any fish. And the Swedish say the same thing, but in a slightly different way. First to the mill, get to grind first.
And in Chinese, you might hear, the quick of foot will be the first to ascend.
So how do you say that in Chinese?
捷足先登.
Oh, 捷足先登.
You got it. 在今天的课文中, Matt 说在素食店找座位是 first come first served, 谁先抢到谁就先赢。 我们不妨来学几个相关的片语。 The early bird gets the worm, 当然就是早起的鸟儿有虫吃。 You snooze, you lose. 听到它的押韵就知道这是个口语的格言。 Snooze 就是小憩片刻，睡个小觉会让你输。那这里的典故当然是龟兔赛跑的故事。德国人也有一句谚语， The morning time has gold in its mouth. 早晨的嘴里有黄金。意大利人说， He who sleeps doesn't catch any fish. 睡觉的人捕不到鱼。瑞典人呢也有一句类似的话， First to the mill, get to grind first. 先抵达模仿的人可以先使用石磨。那当然我们中文也有许多类似的成语，像捷足先登。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And we see Matt finishes by saying they can get their food to go, so they can take it with them. They don't have to eat at the restaurant. Now, let's take some time to watch a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm doing my work, and I'm writing my blog. How about you?
Well, I'm looking for a seat. May I join you?
Well, sure. Welcome to my office.
Your office?
Well, okay, it's not exactly my office, but I do spend a lot of time here.
Really? How much time?
I'm here almost every day. I come early and I leave late.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. When I work here, I save money. It's free air conditioning and free Wi-Fi. Nice, huh?
Nice for you.
Yeah.
But what about other customers? Paying customers.
Hey, I'm a paying customer too. I ordered a drink earlier, and I might get a snack later on.
Well, no offense, but this place is busy, and you're occupying a whole table.
That's okay. I'll share my table. Anyone is welcome to come and join me.
Yes, but...
Besides, it's first come, first serve, and I was here first.
Well, okay. I'll just eat my lunch and go.
Great. Can you please hurry? You're kind of in my way.
OK, 接下来我们来看的是 no offense 这个成语。 Offense 在这里是指冒犯或得罪， 所以 no offense 是指没有冒犯你的意思， 或者是我无意冒犯。 例如， no offense, I'm sorry that I was late this morning, but you're not my boss. 我无意冒犯， 我很抱歉今天早上迟到了， 但是你并不是我的上司。 最后我们来看的是 occupy 这个动词。 Occupy 是指占据或占用。 例如， the project occupies most of Charlie's time. He doesn't even have time to sleep. 这个案子占据了 Charlie 大部分的时间， 他连睡觉都没有时间。 或者是 all the restrooms are occupied now. You have to wait in line. 所有的厕所都有人， 你得排队等候。 And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this conversation between Blaine and Matt is getting pretty heated, actually. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's lesson, continuing this conversation. But I wonder who you agree more with right now, Matt or Blaine. Nathaniel, how do you feel about this?
Well, I actually agree with Matt more. If you buy something, I think you can stay for a while. Just maybe be responsible if more people come and it gets busy.
Interesting. All right, if you buy something, you have a right. You could stay for a while. How do you feel about this, Carolyn?
Well, I think about the same as Nathaniel. If you pay for a service, then you should be able to use it. But if it starts to get really crowded, then I would go somewhere else so that someone else could sit down.
Yeah, I just know the feeling of walking into a restaurant and knowing that all the spaces are taken, every seat is occupied, and if I want to get something, I have to take it to go. So I kind of understand how Blaine feels here. Well, friends, we're going to continue this lesson next time. Please do come back and join us here at Studio Classroom. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Had to agree. So they got two very old spades, and on Saturday afternoon they set out for the haunted house. Nobody had lived there for a very long time. It looked so sad, and there was such silence that the boys were afraid to go in at first. Then they went slowly to the door and looked in. They saw a room without a floor. A few weeds were growing inside. There was no glass in any of the windows. The stairs were broken and dangerous, and the old fireplace was useless. With their hearts beating fast, the two boys went in. They spoke in whispers, and they were ready to run out if they heard a sound. After a time, they grew less afraid, and they began to look around, rather proud to find themselves so brave. They wanted to look upstairs. It seemed a dangerous thing to do, but curiosity won. They threw their spades into a corner among some weeds and climbed carefully.